listening to the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast, brought to you by GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. Propagating lavender. This week's tip comes from a recent issue of Organic Gardening Magazine. It's summer, and that means lavender is in full bloom in most places. If you've longed to have it growing in your yard, save some money by propagating a few cuttings instead of buying plants at the nursery. Find a variety you like and snip several stems of softwood. You want the green part. And take more cuttings than you think you'll need because there's about an 80% success rate. Make sure each cutting is 3 to 4 inches long and leave about an inch of foliage at the tip of the stem, but remove the rest. Remove some bark at the bottom of the stem by scratching it with your fingernail. Next, bury the cutting part way in a mixture of sand and potting soil. Water your cuttings every other day until they take root, but don't let the soil become soggy. Lavender really hates wet feet. They should be ready to plant out in your garden this fall, which is the perfect time to plant perennials. It gives them over winter to establish good roots, and then in spring, they'll start flowering. To learn more about different varieties, like which ones to use for culinary uses or essential oils or medicinal purposes, visit GardenNerd.com this week only for a link to a recent lavender blog post. While you're there, check out our latest newsletter, which shows you places where you can go pick lavender in your travels this summer. Happy gardening! You can find more tips and tidbits for all your organic gardening needs at GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi, and until next time, happy gardening!